KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's start with some high school sports last night. First, Nottoway Valley hosting its cross-country invitational last evening. Take a look first at the girls' results from that meet. It was Ella Waddle of Panorama winning the championship with Claire Kelly of Van Meter. In the second spot, Mary Kelly of Van Meter was third. Riley Duncan of Twin Cedars fourth. Also, Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley was fifth. Julia Cook of AHSTW was sixth. Kyla Korn of Tri-Center seventh. Peyton Beckman of Panorama placing eighth. Chloe Falcon of AHSTW was ninth. And Mia Waddle of Panorama were round out the top 10 in that meet from last night. In the team scoring on the girls' side, Panorama wins with 55 points. Van Meter 65 for second. Nottoway Valley with 115 was third. Mount Air fourth. And Tri-Center placing fifth in the team competition. On the boys' side at Nottoway Valley last night, it was Randy Jimenez of Southeast Warren, the champion, with Nottoway Valley's Toby Bauer second, Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley placing third. Also in the top 10, Ben Pearson of Nottoway Valley, he was fifth. Tri-Center's Michael Denning was ninth, and Sean McGee of Tri-Center placing 10th in last night's meet. The boys' team scoring saw Nottoway Valley win with 39 points. Tri-Center, the runner-up, was 79, I-35, Southeast Warren, and Van Meter round out the top five teams on the boys' side last night. Also in high school volleyball last night, a few matches around the area. From the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood sweeping three over Kemper Catholic. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston winning twice in a triangular as they beat Peyton-Sherdan 2-1. Glidden-Ralston also downing Ogden 2-0. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley defeating Martinsdale-St. Mary's in three straight. Also, West Central Valley, a winner over Madrid in three straight last night. Take a look at this week's Radio Iowa High School football poll. Southeast Polk is the number one team in this week's rankings, with Dowling Catholic and Urbandale the top three. Ankeny and Pleasant Valley round out the top five. Dallas Center Grimes is number one in Class 3A. Harlan checks in at number two. Cedar Rapids Xavier is third. Lewis Central is ranked fourth. And Davenport Assumption fifth in this week's poll. In Class 2A, PCM is number one, with Williamsburg number two. West Lyon rated third. Central Lyon George Little Rock is fourth. And Waukon fifth. Atlantic moves up a couple of notches. They're at number six in this week's 2A poll. In Class 1A, OABCIG, Van Meter, Emmitsburg, Southeast Valley, and Sigourney Keota round out the top five. Underwood is at number seven this week. In Class A action, Grundy Center, St. Ansgar, Iowa City Regina, Edgewood Colesburg, and West Hancock are the top five. Logan Magnolia, number nine. And in the eight-man polling this week, Don Bosco is number one. Remsen St. Mary's, number two. Audubon at number three. Montezuma is four. Fremont Mills is fifth. Cam is number six. And Coon Rapids Baird is at number nine in this week's poll. Well, Fremont Mills has found a new opponent on the gridiron for their homecoming football game this Friday. The Knights will play host to Central Valley Cougars out of Greeley, Nebraska. That game will be an early kickoff. They'll go at 5:30 Friday. Fremont Mills missed 2 weeks of the season with some COVID-19 cases in the district. They are now cleared to play this week, but their scheduled opponent Lennox is out with some COVID-19 cases of their own. Central Valley plays eight-man football in Class D2 in Nebraska. They're 5-0 on their season. Well, the top 25 AP college football poll this week has Clemson solidly on top with 52 first-place votes. Alabama received 8 first-place votes. They're number 2. Georgia is at number 3. Florida is number 4 this week. And Notre Dame is at number 5. Ohio State got a couple of first-place votes. They're at number 6. Miami, North Carolina, Penn State, and Oklahoma State round out the top 10. Wisconsin is at number 16. Michigan, number 20. Texas is 22. Iowa State at number 24. Minnesota is at number 25 in this week's poll. Iowa State sophomore running back Breece Hall was named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, announced by the Big 12 Conference yesterday. A native of Wichita, Kansas, Hall was instrumental in guiding the Cyclones to a 37-30 win over number 18 Oklahoma on Saturday. Hall rushed for 139 yards and 2 touchdowns, posting 100 yards after intermission in that come-from-behind win. Hall had a 2-yard touchdown rush in the first half, and his 8-yard TD run late in the fourth quarter was the winning score. His long run of 36 yards set up the final score. Hall is the Big 12 leader in rushing yards per game at 132 and rushing touchdowns with 6, ranking third nationally in both categories. He's the only Power 5 back with 3 100-yard rushing efforts, and he's the first Cyclone to go over the 100-yard rushing plateau in the first 3 games of the season since Ennis Haywood in 2000. Well, it's still early on, but Iowa State has the look of a serious contender in the Big 12 race. After opening the league race with a win at TCU, the Cyclones beat Oklahoma and take a number 24 national ranking into Saturday's game at home against Texas Tech.
I think for us it has really just been a process of trying to get better one year at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time. And you know, it's taken us a long time to get there, but, you know, and we continue to work on that very own process because I think it gives you at least a fighting chance.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who's not concerned about a letdown after a big win over the Sooners.
But I think this team and this culture has moved from, you know, hoping to have success to expecting to have success. And, you know, part of that is handling, you know, wins and then handling losses. And, you know, we've had to handle really, you know, even in this short season, we've had to handle both of those. So it takes great leadership and leadership by your players.
The Cyclones aren't sure who they see at quarterback. Alan Bowman was injured in the first quarter of Texas Tech's loss at Kansas State and was replaced by Utah State transfer Henry Colomby.
You can just tell the confidence I think the coaching staff has in him and the confidence that this young man has in himself I thought was outstanding last week. So I really don't know systematically if there's a whole lot that you change in terms of preparation because I think both guys, they feel really confident, and I think both guys got a lot of confidence.
Texas Tech coach Matt Wells says quarterback Brock Purdy leads a well-rounded Cyclone team.
A tailback that has emerged to be one of the best in this league. A lot of tight ends that are very, very good and create some mismatch and personnel issues for every defense. A very solid defense around him.
Wells says the Cyclones are solid in all areas, and Purdy is playing like a veteran.
And Brock has certainly played a lot of ball. He's won a lot of big games. He's beat ranked teams, and he has established himself in this league. He's stingy with the football. He's a really good decision maker, and I think that makes him one of the established quarterbacks in this league.
The Red Raiders are 1-2 overall. That's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Former Florida State coach Bobby Bowden has tested positive for the coronavirus. Family friend and Bowden's former publicist, Kim Schiff, says the 90-year-old Bowden had been hospitalized in Tallahassee, Florida, for about 2 weeks. He returned home late last week and was informed he had tested positive. Bowden told the Tallahassee Democrat on Monday that he had not exhibited symptoms of COVID-19. Bowden coached Florida State for 34 years and is the second man on the career victories list in major college football behind the late Joe Paterno of Penn State. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs had to wait an extra day to face the New England Patriots, but it was worth it. The Chiefs shut down a sputtering offense in a 26-10 win over the Patriots. New England had to play without former MVP quarterback Cam Newton, who was sidelined after contracting COVID-19. Brian Hoyer was ineffective for most of their three full quarters before being replaced by Jarrett Stidham, who led a touchdown drive to put the Pats within 13-10. New England also played without top running back Sony Michel due to a quad injury. Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman grabbed short scoring passes from Patrick Mahomes, Jr., who had 236 passing yards and a somewhat shaky performance by his standards. Tyrann Mathieu returned a late interception for the clinching touchdown as the Chiefs improved to 4-0, dropping the Patriots to 2-2. Like the Chiefs, the Green Bay Packers are 4-0 after a 30-16 win over the Atlanta Falcons last night. Aaron Rodgers threw for 327 yards and three of his four TD passes to Robert Tonyan. The Packers QB has thrown for 13 touchdowns without an interception so far this year. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has warned the league's 32 teams of penalties, including potential forfeits of games for violations of COVID-19 protocols that force changes in the regular season schedule. Goodell wrote in the memo obtained by the Associated Press that compliance is mandatory and the teams need to recommit to protocols and best practices for the duration of the season. The NFL was forced to reschedule Sunday's game between the Steelers and Titans when Tennessee had the league's first coronavirus outbreak, which has affected 20 organization members, including 10 players. That game was moved to Week 7, causing adjustments that also impacted the Baltimore Ravens. Houston Texans coach and general manager Bill O'Brien has been fired. That firing comes after Sunday's loss to the Vikings dropped the Texans to 0-4 for the first time since 2008. After assuming the role of general manager in the offseason, O'Brien received almost universal criticism when he shipped superstar receiver DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for running back David Johnson and draft picks. O'Brien was in the seventh season in Houston, where he compiled a 152 record. He won the AFC South four times in his tenure, including the past 2 years. Well, citing numerous factors, tournament director Maury Hanks has announced the Emerald Coast Classic basketball tournament has been canceled this year. The Emerald Coast Classic was scheduled for November 27th and 29th, with Florida facing Illinois and Iowa State playing Oregon in the opening night matchups. He said the landscape in college basketball has changed dramatically this season when you factor in the coronavirus pandemic, coupled with new scheduling policies implemented by the NCAA. Teams were also concerned about traveling long distances with the threat of COVID-19. He said, "We're disappointed because we have had an incredible lineup and we understand the concerns the teams have." All the teams expressed a desire to participate in the tournament again in the near future. Well, both the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros are 3-0 this postseason after taking Game 1 of their AL Division Series. The Yankees banged out four home runs in a 9-3 win over the Rays. Out in Los Angeles, Carlos Correa homered twice and had four RBIs in the Astros' 10-5 rout of the Athletics. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.